partnership. That God become your partner. There's an intimacy that God wants you to have. And you need to get ready for it. You need to get beyond routine. And you need to listen very carefully. When you talk about apostolic ministry, for many years I went and didn't know nothing about it. And the prophetic. And just listen to this again. You've heard it hundreds of times. An apostle structures heaven to earth government. In other words, heaven began to rule. There's a way for heaven to rule in your life. And what happened, it opened the portals of the supernatural. So that, and this it did. So all those connected could enter in and benefit. Now, the Lord, we are aiming to bring you places in the spirit that, and you write this down, Ephesians 4:11-16. Where you can handle it yourself and not just going to church. Lord, we thank you. You may be seated. We want to open to a strange scripture, a scripture that has been hidden, and it kept the church in a distance from God by not knowing that you got to be in a certain position for God to speak to you. You can hear the Bible, you can quote verses, but for God really to speak to you, you're going to have to be in a certain position. All right? And a lot of things you've been through, you didn't need to go through. So I'm going to use old broken English. You ain't going through it no more. Turn to 2 Peter. In your Bible, 2 Peter. In my Bible, some Bibles you have to divide different segments of the Bible. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 12, the division they got in my Bible is eyewitnesses of his majesty. Eyewitnesses of his majesty. Now, his majesty supposed to be, you listening?
Yes, sir.
A mantle on you. You're supposed to be wearing his majesty. In other words, supernaturally, you designed to change things. When all the regular things are not working, when all the normal things in the world, system, psychology, education, government, etc., can't do nothing about it, but you can step up and do something about it. See how much enthusiasm for that? You don't even believe it because you haven't been doing it like we haven't been doing it like we should be doing it, being a Christian. You say you're a child of God, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And you got the same characteristic, right?
Yes.
So that's powerful, isn't it?
Yes.
Get this thing up. Move this thing. I can't see them people with that. Just put it somewhere. You need some help, Brady. Don't try to worry about yourself. I won't see everybody up in you this morning. Take this one, too. They're pretty, though. They're pretty. They're pretty, but I'm out here for business anymore. I ain't asking for no prettiness. All right, Freddie, you're going to get to be Superman, huh? So if the Bible was written in a certain way, that means you and I, to benefit from it, have to hear it in a certain way. Is it possible that we have been echoed instead of voices? Is it possible we've been repeating the Bible but not receiving it like we should? Therefore, our hearts are not in the right position to move in the supernatural. You ought to be to move in the supernatural at your kitchen, at your house. Call things that be not as though they were, and they appear because you say so. There's a, for lack of a better word, a dimensional change has to be made in the people of God in these last days. These cultures have to be cut down by power. We walk by faith and not by sight. Feelings should not run us. Fear should not run us. Facts should not run us, because we're going to change all of them as children of God. So I want you to listen. I'll read this scripture to show you how the scriptures came into existence. So the same way the scriptures came into existence, you're going to have to know how to live that way. You're not going to be able to take, we've been taking scriptures, quoting scriptures, crying, but the revelation and the anointing and the manifestation and the power and the glory that should be in words you speak must start happening. We must not just see us as church members. I go to church. I go to so-and-so church. No. The power got to start coming out. Yes. Yes. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
You're not regular people. You're not a 4-H club. You're not a football team. You understand? You're people that God has put in the earth's realm to rule for him. Some of y'all can't even hear that. I said, you're people that God had put in the earth's realm to rule for him. To set his authority up on earth. So you're in 2 Peter. You got 2 Peter? I'll read a little more than I want to read, but I just want to make sure you get what the emphasis that about to be placed, because I'm going to give you a lot of words in a few moments to change your life. I want you to listen. And I'm asking, I feel him already. I'm asking the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel his presence already. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to help me. But this is his job. This job too hard for me, Holy Spirit. I need some help. And y'all got spirit. I want him to anoint y'all. I want him to anoint your inner ear so you can hear and know you've been exposed to God. At another level. It says in the 12th verse of that first chapter of 2 Peter, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yeah, I think it's meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, Peter said, even as our Lord Jesus Christ have showed me. Moreover, I would endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. Now, I ain't dying. I'm talking, it's Peter saying this. And some of y'all get a revelation. He read that. No, I ain't going nowhere. Verse 16. And Lord ain't told me nothing. For we have not followed cunningly a devised fable. Verse 16, we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but was eyewitnesses of his majesty. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Verse 17, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a, I want you to underline that word, voice. To him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Verse 18, because I want you to underline that word, voice, again. And his what?
Voice.
Voice. I want you to underline that. Voice. Not written. So if you're reading that Bible and his voice never come to you, you don't have a voice. You rehearsing what you read. So the power won't be there. See, once you experience that power, you're going to get so close to God and you want to praise him all the time. It's not about you no more. It's about him. All right? And this voice which came from heaven, where the voice came from?
Heaven.
We heard. Oh, hallelujah. Underline that whole thing. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard. I love that. And suppose a voice from heaven come in here this morning.
Yes.
And you hear it.
Uh-huh.
You don't hear me, you hear his voice.
Right.
And this voice which came from heaven, we heard. Where the voice came from?
Heaven.
We heard. Say, we heard.
We heard.
When we were with him in the Holy Mount, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Verse 19. Whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto the light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Now, verse 20. We're going to press down here because this can shift your life about God if you hear it and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of private interpretation. Oh, Lord, we got so many private interpretation, translation. Got a Bible called a Mirror Bible. I burned it up in my backyard in a bucket. So if you got one of you now, let's light it up fire. knowing this for you, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. You see, people can make things real clear because you got a lot of smart people. And they can take the scripture and make the scripture sound so good to you. But you're not getting the revelation. You're getting their interpretation. You want the Holy Spirit to interpret the Bible to you. Are you here?
Yes,
now, verse 21. You got your Bible, right?
Yes, sir.
Verse 21. Now, I'm about to tell you that you can have your Bible and your Bible not have you. Now, watch what happened. In verse 21, how this Bible was written. For the prophecy came not in old time. What else it say? But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So if holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, how you gonna have to hear? How many seen where we're going? How many not looking? You see, because student and school, I've been teaching school for a long time. I've taught Sunday school class for a long time. I built my Sunday school class from about 10 people to about 70 or 80 people in a Baptist church. But the idea here is, this book is spiritual. Let's talk about this morning, living with a faith-filled voice. Living with a faith-filled voice. In other words, when I speak, it's just like God speaking. See, now some of y'all scared of that. You got to get to the point, when I speak, because of our connection, because he's my father, and because I paid attention to him, and because he has spoken to me, I'm repeating what he told me. And it got divine sanction on what I speak. I'm not a regular person. You understand? With reverence and respect under God, but I'm his spokesman at this time. In other words, as I speak, God speak. As God speak, I speak. Now watch this. This is gonna rock your boat. I gotta create a voice. I can call a miracle. And a miracle said, "That's her. I got to go. I got to function." Because this woman here is a woman of God. I got to do what she say do. That's how much authority he have given you in this realm. We've been living down here with this religion. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me say a few things to you. Speaking with the voice of God puts you in total victory at all times. How many of y'all like to be in victory at all times? Jeez, you're out your mind if you don't want to be. Put you in victory at all times. But you got to know it's not speaking the Bible. Because your English dialect is not what you're speaking by. You're speaking by a word called anointing. That destroy yokes and remove burden. When you open your mouth, the devil ought to get on his knees. Every time you open your mouth, whoa, who that is? Who talking? You know, and the devil get on his knees when God opens his mouth. Let me say a few powerful things to you. Speaking with supernatural authority. Ain't move nobody. Ain't move one person up here. Ain't move. Speaking with supernatural authority. Nobody says nothing. You know why? You know why? You haven't been doing it. You about to go into an apostolic mode. This is not just preaching. There's impartation being released in this house right now to you. See, I had to give you all this. Speaking with supernatural authority. Not a regular person. Fully aware that you already have the victory in every situation. Oh man. It don't look like you got it. The circumstances don't look like it, but you know you got the victory. You know it got to fall. You know it got to get out of your way. You know you not talking as a regular man or a regular woman. You know you got power. Some of y'all don't know it. I see it on your face. Y'all don't know it because y'all got scriptures. Y'all don't have a voice. Y'all want the preacher to be your voice. If you're listening, the faith for that is in this house. Your conversation, your words are about to change. Oh, I heard this. Your world is about to change. I say, what? I say, your world is about to change. Very few Christians gonna walk where you walk. Very few Christians gonna talk like you talk. Because of revelation. The Holy Ghost up in here.
Yes,
I say the Holy Ghost up in here.
Yes,
you're in a transitional position up in here. You're not gonna just be repeating the Bible. You're gonna be speaking it as if it was first written. With the same power, the same glory, and the same ability. Are you listening to me? God gonna have a remnant of people who live down here just like Jesus did. I'm one of them. Woman said, when mama said to them people when they got in trouble, Jesus' mama said in John 2:5, whatever he said to you, do it. Why? His words have power. I'm going to say it. All right, Lord, I'll say it. Whatever I say to my physical children, they do it. You know why? You know, when I say something, I'm not just saying something. They've seen me in the corner of the house praying. They've come and passed by and see me praying all the time. So when I tell them something, now I won't say this one more again. I don't. Fully aware that you already have the victory in every situation. Y'all ought to be shouting out. Thus said the Lord, be fully aware you already have the victory in every situation. You heard me, daughter? You got, baby, I'm not talking about what your sense is saying. I'm not talking about what your situation is saying. I'm talking about what the Holy Ghost said. And you come here this morning and God tell you, be fully aware, every situation, you got it under control. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what nobody else saying. You got to know. Personal relationship. Trust God with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll direct your path. If God for you, who can be against you? This can't be sensational. This got to be a revelation. This manifesto. You're manifesting the glory. Holy Spirit, come in here and help me. Because we got to make this change. Oh, sit down and write this down. No more hustling and tussling for what is already yours. Hey, somebody say hallelujah. Ownership. Your voice cannot have no authority unless you know you about your ownership. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. Whatever belonged to the Lord belonged to Leroy. Say your name. Whatever belonged to the Lord, say your name. Say it again. Whatever belongs to the Lord, say your name. Drive that in your heart. Drive that in your understanding. Drive that in your wisdom. This thing is real. This is not a ritual. I didn't come here to make you happy. I come here to make you victorious. That'll bring the happiness. Thanks be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We got the victory. That problem don't have you. That sickening disease don't have you. Don't let it talk to you. You talk to it. Shut up. Let me talk. I'm about to say something very important. You got to know how to shut your mind down. Your mind, the devil workshop is in your mind, in your thoughts. When he says something wrong, answer him. Call him a lie and say what you want to happen. This is not going to happen to me. This is what's going to happen to me. Come on, y'all. Y'all won't let me preach up in here. Shut your mind down with all those lies. The devil workshop is in your mind. He tell you, he make you think you thought it. He bring thought to you in the first person. But it wasn't you, it was him. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Look at John 6:63 before I tell you this, because I want to be more powerful to you. John 6:63 and Hebrews 4:12, because you're being operated on and trying to get some baptism out of you, some word of faith out of you. I'm talking about all that stuff. I'm trying to dig all of them out. Church of God in Christ out of you. Oh, get all that out of you and let him come in. It is a spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. So if I'm just reading the Bible, I'm in the flesh. The words that I speak unto you. You understand that? The words that I, no, not the words you read. Not the words you heard. The words that I speak unto you, listen to what he said. They are spirit and they are life. They are my spirit. They are my life. They have my ability on the inside of you when you hear it from me. So you got to stay there long enough. That's why Joshua 1:8 is so important. Meditation. Meditation is an operation on your heart. You stay still long enough with something, long enough for it to talk to you. And that's why, look at Hebrews 4:12. You got to see all that before I tell you the next statement. Now that's an operation on your heart there. For the words of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to divide the son of your soul. Look at that. Dividing your soul and your spirit, and of the joint and the marrow. Now look at the last part of that voice. And it's a discern of what? Do you see that? Say hallelujah if you see it. Say God operate on me. You ain't got no business going through all that you're going through. You ain't got no business having no lack. You're a child of a king. You're gonna be going to the doctor every 15 minutes. Because you're gonna put all your confidence in the doctor. Talk to God first. Then go to the doctor. See, y'all, see? Church don't like that. Yeah. He talking against my doctor. I ain't talking against your doctor. I got a doctor. I get examination. But they don't have the last word. All right. So what are you telling me, man of God, that I have victory in every situation? You wrote that down? You crazy if you ain't wrote that down. You the craziest point I ever saw in my life. You ain't wrote that down. I got victory. The man that told me about the anointing of God, I got victory in every situation. And I sat up there and ain't wrote nothing. I ain't typed nothing. I just sat there, okay. Don't you know you can go back and read that again? When all hell break loose. Say, wait a minute, where my notes at? A voice that make the impossible kneel before you. A voice that makes the impossible kneel before you. The lawyer says it's impossible. The judge, the doctor says it's impossible. The science man says it's impossible. The psychological field says it's impossible. But you got a voice that makes the impossible kneel to you. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Speaking in the voice of the Trinity daily. Speaking in the voice of the Father. Speaking in the voice of the Son. Speaking in the voice of the Holy Ghost. When you speaking by revelation and anointing, you is God speaking, is Jesus speaking, is the Holy Ghost speaking, and everybody got to obey them when they speak. And they're making you just like them. Walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by circumstances. Walk by faith, not by what Satan said. Thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life, more abundant. But you need to cooperate with me. I got my man talking to you right now. Talking my language. Religion ain't going to go with it. Denomination not going to go with it. But you got to make up your mind, I'm going with the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. What it happened to you? It make you free. Look at somebody next to you and tell them it's time to be free. Help me, Holy Ghost. Shoo. 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 Releasing the Godhead will in the earth realm and in your life. Releasing the Godhead will in the earth realm and in your life. I got to give you this. Do you have a voice or are you an echo? Are you repeating or are you revealing? Are you regulating or are you just going through a ritual? Do you really have power? Can you leave out of here by yourself and have power? Your crybaby days are over. Lord, help me. I've helped you already. Shut up. Take the help I've given you. Stand up. Walk by faith. Talk to that mountain. Write these words down. Operations, meditation, crucifixion, resurrection, manifestation. Operation, meditation, crucifixion, resurrection, manifestation. Is, I'm not saying it no more, you'll get the tape. Is your faith, is your voice impregnated with faith or you repeating words? All right, Lord, I'll get to it. And look what he said. Repeating words without revelation or anointing. Repeating words without revelation or anointing. Because the word never spoke to you. And you're trying to speak it to the devil? The devil said, you don't know it yourself. I'll speak back to you. Shut up. The word Ha, ha, ha. The word supposed to be the sword of the spirit in your mouth. I said a word, not the sword of your flesh. Your flesh can't move Satan. You got to speak with him with the sword of the spirit coming out of your mouth. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm anointed. I don't care what you say, I'm anointed. And the Lord told me, said, type this. Watch this now. Watch this. We must take the body of Christ out of this imprisonment. We've been in prison. I know you want me to say this again, because you are designed to be so powerful. Woo! Glory to God. Woo! You're designed to be so powerful. See, what Satan won't do, just preach about your sin. You know you did this and you did that, the reason I'm doing this is because I don't know this. When I get to know this, I ain't going to do that. No, I'm speaking from experience. I was a street runner. When I got saved, I found I had to run the street no more. But until you get saved, until you get from revelation, you're going to do the same thing. I ain't got time to preach about your sin this morning. We ain't going to never get nowhere, because if I preach about your sin, I'll be oh, Lord. You got to take care of that yourself. If I get you in the right place, somebody say hallelujah. If I can get you in the right place, you're going to take care of that yourself. You see what I'm saying? I don't need me to come rehearsing that to you. You already got that. Tell me how to get up out of here. You follow what I'm saying? I didn't come here to hear about my sin. I already know I got that. Bet you never heard that before. Take the body of Christ out of this imprisonment. Like the imprison. You're designed to be so powerful. Listen to this now. You might not believe this. You might go home right now. Heaven, earth, and hell must obey your voice. Yes, heaven, earth, and hell must obey your voice. You ever heard that before? Heaven, earth, and hell must obey your voice. Every demon must obey you when you know who you are. I'm the righteousness of God. I ain't no sinner saved by grace. I'm the righteousness of God. I was a sinner. Grace has made me the righteousness of God. I'm in right standing with God. Yeah, I got shortcomings, but I'm in right standing with God. I got heaven backing me up. Everywhere I go, angels backing me up. Everywhere I go. Hey! Somebody help me in here. Your life must change this morning. You must know you're not a piece of trash. You must know you got to whip your own body tail sometimes. You got to whip it. You must know that body not saved. You must know your spirit in there to control that body. When they get out of order, whoop their tail back in play. Don't lose your redemption because you made a mistake. And I'm not propping you up in sin. No. Sin wrong. But I'm telling you, you don't have to do it. You are more powerful than sin. Because you're more powerful than Satan. Somebody holler hallelujah. All right, Lord, some things going to be solved in here for you this morning. Some things you've been trying to get solved are being solved right now. The Holy Ghost moving, man. The gifts of the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning the spirit. You're going to be able to see how to get around that car that's been blocking you. You're about to shut some things down.
Yes.
And you're about to build some things up.
Yes.
Somebody in your prayer is gone.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Somebody say bless your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
I want to ask you a question now. And I'm not talking about Leroy, because Leroy, you know you're not in regular church, right? You know you're being transported, right? Into another realm, right? You know you've been trained how to smack Satan. Shut up! You ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. I'm a child of God. No, you ain't going to do this to me. In the name of Jesus, you're not. I got blood on me. I said, I got blood on me. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. All them little sorry feeling you've been having.
Yes.
Cut that mess out.
Yes.
There he is, the Holy Ghost here.
Yeah.
The whole place smoke.
Yes.
I'm looking at smoke. I'm trying to see you. Smoke.
Ah!
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Smoke all in the house. Smoke mean it got fire in here. Something being burnt up. Don't let Satan send you to hell. You send Satan to hell. Hell is his home. It's not your home. Heaven is your home. Don't catch no hell out here. I ain't going through no hell. Hell no. Somebody shout a little bit. I ain't talking about that kind of shouting. When I said the old school shouting, it, move some. Move some. Some of y'all can't move. Hey! Holy Ghost shout. Old school. That's old school shout. That's old school shout. Old school shout. I got to get this. Sit down. I'm going to close in a minute. I'll tell you what, I'm going to close in a minute, but you ain't going to no better place. Wherever you're going to, you ain't no better. You ain't going to be no better position than you ain't right here now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Be healed. Be blessed. Be happy. Be bold. Be full of joy. Be full of peace. Be rich. Get rid of them 19 jobs. sleep late some morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look somebody in the eye and tell them hallelujah three times. I'm so glad for God's people. You got power. Tell the point next to you, you got power. You got power. Tell them you got Holy Ghost power. I'm going to say two things going to shake you up. But just go ahead and say it anyway. I'll never be sick another day in my life. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Hallelujah. That's right, dog. Hallelujah. Y'all better say something up in here. The anointing will not work in stagnation. You're going to be stagnant, the anointing will not work. Y'all better get a song to shake this up. You better call your group together and get to praying. I feel like running, man. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. That's it. Run for me, girl. Run for me. I can't. I got to stay here. Ah! Oh, my goodness. Ah! Hallelujah. God, people get set free, man. I ain't got nowhere anymore. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. That ain't 15 years old, no. That ain't 15. Hallelujah. There you go, man. Go for it. Ooh, my goodness. Sit down for a few minutes. I'm going to close in a minute. Pray that y'all can get lined up. Come on back here behind me. And get ready. Oh, Jesus. That's right. Everybody say, oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I got my answer.
Right now.
I don't care how I feel.
I
don't care how it looks. I got my answer. I'm going to have joy and peace in my life right now. Now, I'm going to read this to you. You might want to write some of this down. Sit down real quick. I've been 12 minutes from home. The plans of God are landing in apostolic government, wisdom, and anointing. Apostolic government, wisdom, and anointing. Listen very carefully. God can't be fully committed to you until you're fully committed to him. You want to be able to handle the full blessing. Got a full blessing for you. Now, I want to give you this too so I can close. Seven seeds that will increase the all possibility in your life. Seven seeds. I'm going to give them to you. I want you to be thinking about them to our next section. First one is meditation. That's Joshua 1:8. That's a good one. Developing the heart. Write down developing the heart. Because you're going into a new transitional position in the spirit. You're going into an apostolic prophetic position. Ephesians 4:11 through 16. You might want to read that. Meditation. Developing the heart. The heart has to be developed before it can sustain the word. The next thing is the mindset. Thinking with the mind of God. Your mindset. They're all going to start with an M. Your mouth. Speaking with the voice of God. Now you got to recognize you're a spokesman for the kingdom. Mercy. Shifting all things in your favor. Manifestation. Divine results you have set up. Mastering. Security. Oh, listen to this one. Security in place. Maturity. Living in God's divine plan. This last one we don't know much about. But if you're in the right, if you're getting the right kind of teaching in your church, you're going to wear a mantle of the supernatural. I didn't say anointed. Mantle. A mantle. You're wearing a mantle of the supernatural. When you get all these other things in place, you see. The voice of God is an ownership voice. It carries the power of the supernatural kingdom. Most believers don't know and will never know they have this God-given power because of religion. They're blocked. Satan wants to steal your hearing. Therefore, he can steal your speaking. God, let me finish. God said, I'm putting my voice in your heart. I'm renewing your mind. And I'm developing a real faith voice in you. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
The heart believe, the mouth bring manifestation. Hebrews 11:3, and write the word right by there, framing. And I'll give you four more words, and they're going to start singing. Atmosphere, reverence, revelation, and anointing.